Nearly all school corporations in Indiana are offering in-person learning. And as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay explains, with 1 week left in the state's standardized testing window, more than 80% of kids have completed in-person assessments.
Some parents are worried about repercussions if their child doesn't take the iLearn this year. But Indiana Department of Education spokesperson Holly Lawson says schools just have to take note of any students who can't take the test in person, whether it's a parent opting them out or COVID-19 quarantine forcing them to stay home.
Schools just need to document that locally and then continue with the assessments for the remaining students.
The state has requested federal waivers for accountability and participation requirements, but Lawson says most kids have already taken the iLearn. She says as of May 4th, roughly 85% of students have taken the English language arts portion of the test, and about 82% have completed math. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.